Welcome to Concafé for the 19th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. We're going to the book of Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2, then jumping to verses 19 to 29 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is the second and only the second reading given for Palm Sunday. Those churches that celebrate Palm and Passion Sunday together mess it up for the real churches. every year it's a challenge for me because I pastor churches that we did the whole nine yards. We celebrated Palm Sunday and kept the Passion where it should have been on Good Friday. And we won't get into that. I love you all. And I love my pastor friends that don't do that. But the devotional is called, Are the Gates Still Open? Are the Gates Still Open? And you'll see why in a minute. But are you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, His love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This, dear friends, is the word of the Lord. For the people of God, we say thanks be to God. Gracias a Dios. Well, dear friends, welcome to Tuesday. May this be a tremendous Tuesday by what you say, think, and do. Each day starts off as a blank, empty slate, open and ready for you to leave your mark. Make that mark be a reflection of Jesus living in you. As we pray, let us pray for the family of Byron Freeman, Chance Freeman's dad from First Methodist Gonzales. Byron sadly passed away over the weekend. May God's comfort be with the Freeman family. Let us also pray for Katie Foote and her family. Katie's grandmother, Betty Wakefield, passed away on Saturday. Katie's on staff at First Methodist Gonzales. And we pray that God's comfort be with her and all her family. And let us also pray for Barbara Brandon and her family. Barbara suffered a massive stroke last week and has gone home on hospice care. And we pray that God be with Barbara and all who love her and are praying for her. And may she be healed according to God's plan. Pray for one another, especially for those on our prayer lists and the prayer lists of our church. Well, friends, true to form, the psalmist begins this psalm in his usual way, giving thanks to God and encouraging us, all of us, to follow suit and give thanks to God. Why? Because God is good and his love endures forever. Who could argue with that reasoning? God is good all the time, and all the time what? God is good. If we serve God and strive to do that which blesses him, we're given an all-access pass to his riches and mercy because our obedience and love, we are now counted as the righteous. And the psalmist says that those are the gates that open. It's also prophetic reference to the gates of the city of Jerusalem on that particular Palm Sunday. When Jesus entered. The imagery of gates and righteousness in verses 19 to 20 symbolizes the access granted to those who seek the Lord with sincerity and humility. Through Christ, the ultimate cornerstone, we find entrance into the presence of God. Our hearts overflow with gratitude as we recognize God's response to our cries for salvation. Just as the rejected stone became the cornerstone, so too does God transform our lives, taking what the world may discard and elevating it to significance in his kingdom. In verse 24, we're reminded that each day is a gift from the Lord, deserving of our rejoicing and gladness. No matter the circumstances we face, we can find solace and hope in the knowledge that God is with us, guiding our steps and granting us the strength to overcome. Friends, as we continue to reflect on this psalm, let us echo the plea for salvation that we find in verse 25, recognizing our continual need for God's intervention in our lives. May we welcome the Savior with open arms, proclaiming, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, for you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. As we reflect on the words of Psalm 118, may our hearts overflow with gratitude for your faithfulness and grace. Help us to enter your presence with joy and to trust in your salvation. Guide us each day, O Lord, and fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. For it is in Christ Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Consider how you can express gratitude to God for his steadfast love, whether through prayer, acts of kindness, or sharing his love with others. Let your life be a testament to his enduring faithfulness. I love you and I thank God for you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen. Before we go, if this has blessed you, pass it on. Forward it to someone. Hit all the buttons there, like, subscribe, whatever, so that we can truly reach the world for Jesus Christ. Amen.